oratory and your comments and the rest, and then tell us what's been happening, other than some great moisture out there. We're loving it, all of us. Go ahead.
Okay, so when I was up here last week, as you know, we elected to stay in restrictions on Tuesday, but because a lot of the counties were anticipating the moisture and wanting to come out possibly before the weekend, we scheduled a special session. And then we had another call on Thursday. The results of that call are such that Moffitt County is having or already had a special session at 10 o'clock in case Sheriff Hume's recommendation was to come out of restrictions altogether. Rio Blanco County, they have the ability that Sheriff can do that unilaterally, or he's been given that authority, and they came out of restrictions effective noontime today. So both Moffitt, assuming that the Moffitt vote went through, I haven't heard anything back, and Rio Blanco would be out of restrictions. Grand County wants to come out of restrictions, but they did not want to do a special session, so they anticipate coming out altogether. They're currently in stage one. They'll come out Tuesday. And then we didn't hear from Jackson County. Spoke to Kevin Thompson, the Forest Service, for the Route Medicine Bow Forest. And they are going to stay in stage one restrictions until Tuesday, and then they're going to come out.
In route?
Throughout.
Okay. Yes.
So that is one thing. Now, been speaking to all the fire protection district chiefs starting all week, and one of the concerns was just wanting to make sure that the forecast of precip was going to fall, and it looks
bring
like
a chair on up.
It looks like it has been. The one district that's been most concerned and most recommending the restrictions was North Route, but they've gotten about 0.81 of an inch over the last 3 days, and of course forecasting snow and stuff like that. So all the districts I've spoken to have recommended to come out of restrictions altogether. There was some talk about maybe just going to stage one first, particularly because the Forest Service is going to stay in stage one.
So when did you say Kevin said that the Forest Service
Tuesday
is going
to? They're coming out.
Well, I spoke to Kevin yesterday after our phone call, and his comment was that they're just going to stay in through Tuesday.
Till Tuesday,
but then they'll have another call.
Foreseeably, we'll probably go through, and they'll have another call, and they will drop restrictions altogether
As well as Grand and Jackson County will be most likely dropping altogether.
What's BLM doing? Do we know?
They're going to mirror what we do. When I talked to them on the call Thursday, I said we'll do whatever the county's going to do. So I told them that as soon as I get done.
Not that we have a lot of BLM here, but so
the big one up at Deep Creek, you know, is what we ran into last year. But
yeah.
On the call Thursday, he asked what I would like them to do. I said, well, I'd like to be consistent, and they indicated that they would be consistent with this. So I told him as soon as I get done with this meeting, whatever the final decision is, I'm going to let Colt Mortensen know. We'll then broadcast that out as what our decision is.
And the Rio Blanco County Sheriff did take Rio Blanco out?
I believe Cheryl said she saw something that was effective noontime today.
Okay.
That was what they briefed on the phone call yesterday.
And Moffitt County had a special meeting this morning?
Correct.
Okay.
And that was going to be Casey's recommendation.
So should we come out now or wait till Tuesday when our
federal and that was a big question. So I had, I left the blank. I figured we'd write it in here when we want this to take effect. The district that I've talked to said they would just sooner come out now. The disadvantage is that there will be a split in the county between Forest Service and private property.
But there already was, too. We were in stage two.
Yes.
Right.
There
are,
and additionally, like particularly looking up really up north, Chief Swinsick said, the reality is we're kind of like Oak Creek does. We're really in stage one all the time. So all their property owners know that they always have to get permits, which is kind of like stage one, at least for fires. So even if we come out of restrictions altogether, those on private property up there in North Route are still supposed to get permits, either permanent permits for like a pit or a temporary permit before they have any fires out there. So Now, enforcement's always an issue with that, but and in stage one, there could still be fires in the state campgrounds up there in the pen. So there's not a significant impact.
Okay.
You have any comments, Doug?
No comments. Support Moses' issue.
Okay.
My recommendation. So I'm recommending that we come out of restrictions effective, and that's the next point, is when do we want this to be? We could just say immediately or...
Now.
Now.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I move that we come out of stage two fire restrictions to no fire restrictions effective immediately.
Second.
So should I just put down 1 o'clock?
Yep, 1 o'clock. 10:05. Any other discussion? I guess I'm totally supportive of this, and we still have a long ways for long-term snowfall, so I believe anyhow. So if we end up having a dry spell here again, it dries out all the moisture, and the indices go back up.
Back in the stage
we, opposed to what I'd like to have us do, we're doing this zigzagging, but, you know.
And we haven't done that yet this year.
Exactly. So we can come back in if we need to.
And the other thing is that while the restrictions would be removed effective at 1 o'clock, the reality is our signs are still going to be up to this weekend because we don't have the assets to go remove them all today. So I'll talk to Road and Bridge, and we'll start moving them next week, but they'll be up to the weekend as well.
Okay.
All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Okay, thank you very much.
I do have one other point. Last time we were up here, we briefed our EMPG contract, which you signed, and there's a copy of it.
Yep.
And so we have copies of it. We had to mail the originals down to state, and they never got them somehow. So
okay.
What we're asking is if you can sign that same document, but these two. And then this time, Chuck Vail is going down the next week. He's going to hand carry them with him.
So. Use that old date, too?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's the same document.
A week
done.
Yep.